Welcome to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Physics phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Sheni, the 21st day of the month of Tammuz. And today we commemorate, and I would add celebrate, our 100th call since we began with our first so-called broadcast on Friday, March 13th, in the wee early days of the coronavirus, for what now feels like a lifetime ago. Since then, we have accomplished, collectively, 100 days of Torah learning. We have collectively achieved the recitation of 300 chapters of Tehillim recited, and when we multiply that to the average number of call-ins each day, we have said over 200,000 chapters of Tehillim just on these calls alone. If my math is correct, and I was not known for that skill back in my high school days, that is over 18 million words of tefillah, which this holy group has said over the past few months. What an incredible milestone and achievement. Our tefillot, our Torah learning, and our gathering each day are having an impact. We are making a difference. While we wish this was under different circumstances, and it is our sincere hope and prayer that this virus will go away as quickly as it arrived, we will continue to convene together as long as it is necessary to call out in one voice, with one heart, and with one purpose to our Creator, and beseech Him to please bring us back to the days of old, to send a refuah for all in need, to safeguard us all, to provide parnassah for all who need it, to give us strength and fill our hearts with love and avat chinam, and to return us, all of us, to our shuls, batei midrashim, and more than anything, to return us back to our home, to Eretz Yisrael, with the coming of Mashiach. May it please be soon. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support truly throughout the past few months, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, we are truly grateful and we appreciate your support. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Yechiel Morris, Mora D'Asra of the Young Israel of Southfield in Detroit, Michigan, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Morris reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, the Mishaberach L'Cholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Morris to learn more about his special community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Morris.
Naftali, thank you so much, and wow, what an honor. I didn't realize this was a number 100. Call Chavod to you and the entire staff at the Orthodox Union for all that you have been doing to support us, our communities, throughout America and indeed throughout the world during this most challenging time. Perhaps to pick up on what you just spoke about in terms of this 100, and that it's both it's been such a challenge and it's been so difficult, and yet also what a blessing it's been to be able to come together, to daven and to pray together. There's a very powerful and beautiful insight by the Malbim, who lived in the 1800s, in his commentary on Tehillim, not one of the ones we'll be reciting today, but maybe one that some of us are familiar with from this time of the year as we lead up to Tisha B'Av, and certainly a Tehillim that we are familiar with from a wedding. And that is Tehillim Kuf Lamed Zayin, 137, Al Naros Bavel, which contains the famous verse, Meshkaseich Yushalayim, if I forget the Jerusalem. And the Malbim points out on that very first verse, Al Naros Bavel, on the waters, on the rivers of Babylon, Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu Bezachrinu Esion. There we sat and there we cried as we recalled the Zion. And the way that this verse is commonly understood is that the Jewish people were being led in chains, wearing tattered clothing, being sent away by the Babylonians from the land of Israel after the destruction of the first base of Mikdash, the first temple. The Jews were sent to Babel, to Babylonia, and as they reached the rivers, the Tigris, the Euphrates, they sat down, again, probably in tattered clothing and chains, and they cried, remembering Zion. That's the way this verse is commonly understood. However, the Malbim understands it very differently. He says that the word yeshiva, the word dwelling, often in Tanakh, often in the Bible, is a reference to yeshiva mamish, which means a permanent dwelling. In other words, he explains that the Jewish people, when they reached Babel, it could be, indeed, they originally were in those tattered clothing and they were in chains, but eventually they became resilient. Like Jews throughout our history, facing all different types of challenges like we are today, the Jewish people were able to make the most of the situation. And eventually, says the Malbim, Banu Batim, they built homes, not the Karim, they planted vineyards. And eventually they became very comfortable in Babel, in Babylonia. And then the verse continues, Gam Bachinu, but they also cried, Bezachrinu Es Zion. They also cried when they remembered Zion, that they didn't forget their roots, they didn't forget the land of Israel. We think about it in today's imagery, that we, the Jewish people, those of us who live outside of Israel, so we have our homes and we have our cars, but we remember Israel. We also cry. We commemorate Yom HaZikaron, and we celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim, and we sing HaTikvah. Sham Yashavnu, here we are dwelling here, but Gam Bachinu, we also cry, Bezachrinu Sion, we also recall Zion. And so, from a positive perspective, this insight of the Malbim speaks to our resilience and our ability to make the most of whatever the situation is that we are currently facing. But at the same time, it's also, I believe, a criticism as well, or it's a warning at the very least, not to become too comfortable, not to forget our roots and our values, to make the most of the situation in which we find ourselves, but to recognize that it's not the ideal. It's not where we're supposed to be. And so certainly when it comes to the land of Israel, we know that the Jewish people, that is our ultimate home. That's ultimately where we belong. We may find ourselves here in America or wherever we may be, we recognize that it's only temporary. And it's good that we celebrate and commemorate Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut, and Yom Yerushalayim, and that we sing HaTikvah and we send money to Israel. That is all wonderful and good. But the yeshiva, we have to be careful that it doesn't become a permanent residence. And rather, it's something that is only a temporary, making the most of the situation in our current state. And I'll just conclude by saying I think it's a similar idea with what we're facing right now. Naftali mentioned what a bracha, what a blessing it's been to everyone to have come together over the past 100 days and to study Torah together and to pray and to daven together. And that's wonderful and that's so beautiful. And Torah learning and prayer should, of course, continue. But the situation that we find ourselves in, we certainly do not want to continue. And I'll even just give one last example. I had a member I was recently speaking to about we've slowly resumed coming back to shul in a very limited fashion. And so the person told me that they've really enjoyed davening all by themselves at home, a quiet time for them to daven, to reflect, to spend some quiet time with their children. And indeed, it's true that this situation, which they never envisioned, they were able to sort of recreate and make it very powerful and very meaningful for them. But I told this individual, but that, as beautiful as it is, that's not the ideal. The ideal is for us as a community to come together, to be present in shul, to daven with a quorum, to daven with the minyan. And I think that's always the challenge. And I think that's always our strength as a people, that we're resilient, we're strong, and we make the most of the situation, and we not only get through what we're facing, but we're actually able to find great strength and to accomplish things and to discover things that maybe we have never discovered in the past. But also we have to not forget and we need to remember what the ideal is and what we're ultimately longing and hoping for. And that we make the most of the current situation it is, whether it's with this current COVID pandemic or with the Jewish people living in exile. But we hope and we pray that the ideal we will reimagine and that we will reconnect with very soon. We'll get out of this very challenging moment with all that we've gained during this time. And as we as a people will get through this long exile and ultimately be able to embrace a redemption with all of us together living once again in the land of Israel. Okay, we're now going to commence and to say the Tehillim together. This earth is Tehillim Chaf 20. Lam Natseach, Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai B'Yom Sara, Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezecha Mikodesh U'Mitzion Yisadeka, Yiskor Kol Minchosecha, V'Olascha Yidash Nesela, Yitein Lecha Chilvavecha V'Chatavcha Yimalei, Niranana B'Shua Secha U'B'Shem Eloheinu Nidgo, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha, Ata Yadati Kiyoshia Adonai Mishicho Yaneo Mishmei Kodcho, Yidveros Yesha Yimino, Eile v'rechev, eile v'asusim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir, heima karo v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamen nisodad, Adonai Hoshia, hamelech yaneinu, v'yom kareinu. And now we'll continue with Chav Zion with 27. L'David Adonai ori v'yishi mimi ira, Adonai ma'oz chayai mi epchad, Dikrov alai mireim lechol es bisvarit tzarai v'oi v'ili hima kosho b'nafalu. Im tachana alai machana lo yira libi. Im fakum alai milchama b'zos ani botea. Acha sha'alti mi'eis Adonai oso abakesh. Shifti b'veis Adonai ko yimei chayai lachazos b'nom Adonai ulevaker b'heifalo. Ki itz b'neini b'suko b'yom ra'ah. Yastirini b'seisa alo b'tzor yom b'meini. Yatayarum roshi aloivai sivosai v'ezbecha v'olo t'zei sura ashira v'azamra l'adonai. Shema Adonai koli ekra v'chaneini v'aneini. L'cha amar libi pakshu panai es panacha Adonai avakesh. Al taster panacha mimeni al tafaf avdecha. As Yossi Hayisa Al Kishini Val Tazvini Ohe Yishi Ki Avivimi Azavuni Valnaya Asvini Horini Adonai Darkacha Unichini Bach Mishor Laman Shorirai Al Tidneni Benefes Sarai Ki Komu Vi Ede Sheker Bifeach Hamas Rule Hamanti Leros Betub Adonai Be'eretz Chayim Kave el Adonai chazak v'yameitz libecha v'kave el Adonai. And now Kuf Lamed 130. Shir HaMa'alos, imam hakim krasicha Adonai. Adonai shema b'koli tiyena aznecha kashivos v'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmarya Adonai mi'amod. Ki imcho aslicha v'man tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kisa nafshi, v'litvaro hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishormim l'aboker, shormim l'aboker, yachel yisel Adonai. Ki'im Adonai hachesed v'harbe imofidus, v'hu yifte es Yisrael mikol avonosav. And we'll say the mishaberach for those who are ill, mishaberach v'cholim, and achinu kol beis Yisrael. Mishaberach Avaseinu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov, Moshe Aaron David U'Shlomo, V'Yivarech V'Yirapei Asacholim. Bavur Shanachmu Mispalim Bavuram Bisarza Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimale Rachamim Aleham Lachlimam Lerapolsam Lachazikam Lachayosam Yishlach Lehem Erefur Shalema Minashamayim Lachol Ivareim Lachol Gideim Misol Shar Choli Yisrael Refuas HaNefesh Refuas HaGuf Hashna Bagalov Yisvan Kariv Nomar Amei Achenu kol beis Yisrael nesuim b'tzara v'ashivya ha'omdim b'im b'yam b'im b'yabasha ha'makom yirachim aleim v'yotzim yitzara l'rvacha me'afil la'ura m'shibid l'gula hashta b'agala b'zman kariv v'nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Morris. As we shift into the next part of our call, how are you, your family, and your wonderful community doing?
Thank you so much for asking. Thank God everyone is managing here in the Detroit Jewish community. Things are, like every day, things are very different. But thank God, for the most part, most of us are healthy and well. And we just continue to manage and to move forward.
Chassid Hashem and Mirat Hashem. So for those who aren't familiar with your community, could you please provide us with a brief overview of the shul and the community in general?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for asking. So I'm the rabbi of the Young Israel Southfield in Southfield, Michigan. Southfield is part of greater Detroit. Most Jews do not live in the city of Detroit itself, but most Jews live in neighborhoods such as Southfield, Oak Park, West Bloomfield, and several others. My immediate shul, we have around 140 or so families. We're actually the only Orthodox shul within about 2 or 3 miles. But 2 or 3 miles from us, there must be about another 25, 30 shuls, kolim, shtibels, and all types of yeshivas, from modern Orthodox to more yeshivish and Hasidic. I've been now in the community for 18 years, and I was living 18 years ago in Boca Raton, Florida. I was a member of the Boca Raton Kol at the time. And I was looking for a community to possibly look at. I had the opportunity to stay another year in Boca. And my thinking at the time was to go somewhere, if I was going to go anywhere, somewhere where I could stay a significant period of time. And when we came to Detroit, Detroit just has whatever you need in terms of a Jewish community, in terms of the shuls, in terms of the schooling, Eruvim, mikvahs, restaurants, food, very philanthropic Jewish and supportive Jewish community, tons of chesed, kindness organizations, and thank God 18 years later, we're still here, and I'll just end off. I remember last summer, unfortunately, I had to go into New York. One of my members, when they were visiting New York, became ill, and so I flew in to visit him. He was staying at one of the local rehab centers in New York, and I got there about 3-4 hours early. And I was thinking, like, what am I going to do? It was like a Tuesday morning. I couldn't visit any of my family members. They were all working. And I said to myself, there's nothing I need to do in New York. There's no shopping. There's nothing I can't get in Detroit. So I wound up actually going to Yeshiva University to the Beis Medrash. And so it was nice to stick around for a couple hours. But thank God the community is flourishing. It's growing. We've had about 50 or so young families moving just into my shul the last couple of years. We're actually very grateful to the Orthodox Union for a lot of their support and the community fairs that they had for a couple of years we participated in. And so thank God, besides that COVID, things are flourishing here in the Detroit Jewish community.
Amazing. Amazing. And I'll just add that great things come out of Boca Raton, and that it's a little anecdote I was not aware of. That's fantastic. I'm actually calling you from Boca. Okay. But the other community that you're referring to, that's Oak Park, correct?
Yes.
Okay, but your shul is the only one there in Southfield.
Well, the only, I guess, my section of Southfield. There's another part of Southfield where there are a lot of other many shuls. Oak Park and Southfield touch one another, and we're just a couple miles away from the larger part of the Jewish community. But a couple of the schools are right in our neighborhood. So on Shabbos, maybe it's a little bit of a walk. If you want to walk from one to the next, but it's basically
right.
It's all one large Jewish community.
Amazing. Wow. All right, Morris, how would you say your community has grown from the ongoing pandemic? What's something that's changed, or maybe something you believe that needs to change in what we hope will soon be a post-corona world?
Yeah, so I think probably, I don't think we're different than any other community. I think, listen, we've always been strong in terms of achdus, being together, and chesed, and kindness. I think this is just up the ante in terms of the opportunities that have been provided, and the different things that we've sort of thinking out of the box in terms of how we connect and support one another. One of the first things I did, I created two WhatsApp groups in my show. One that I just think that I just post. The second thing is that for the entire community to be able to post and to share, and someone has some extra eggs, they post, hey, who wants to stop by and pick things up. One of the beautiful things about our WhatsApp group is that you can't see faces, and so members of our show, you know, whether they're in their 20s or whether they're in the 80s, they've been talking to one another and been helping each other out. And we actually even won that Friday. We try to have like a Friday challenge, something to do or to post. I said, everyone post a picture of you and your family. So we see each other in show, but often we sort of stay in our own groups, and we don't always connect. And it's been a beautiful way for people to realize, hey, you know, we have a lot in common and a lot to share and to benefit and to be supportive of one another. So in that way, it's been very beautiful to see, you know, across generations, how people have been so helpful to one another. You know, we've just done a lot of, like, things that just to sort of connect with one another, even though we're not necessarily physically in shul. We, before Shavuos, we made sure every single child in the shul received a brand new book, something that they can study and learn with their parents. I think before Yom Yerushalayim on a Friday afternoon, we hired an ice cream truck. And it went from house to house. The kids came out, and even adults, whoever registered could get it. They can get they got their ice cream. So a lot of things that we maybe normally would not have done. I'll give you one other example. This year, Yom HaZikaron, we always have a program to remember the soldiers who have unfortunately have fallen in Israel. And this year, because we couldn't physically get together, I said, you know, why don't we connect to all of our kids who have made Aliyah, who live in Israel, and who serve in the army, and some who even currently serve in the army. And so we did a Zoom Yom HaZikaron program with some families who have made Aliyahs, kids even currently in the army. And it was so meaningful. It was so beautiful. I don't know why I never thought about that in the past. You know, we sort of, when you're limited and you're sort of always doing, working something in one way, you don't always think about them. And maybe there's other ways to make things work and maybe even better. And so, this is something, God willing, COVID will go away, but this is something that hopefully will continue moving forward.
Right. Well, necessity is what's the line? Necessity is the mother of invention. I think we're going to see a lot of creativity, innovation, out-of-the-box thinking come out of these challenging days, but there's also opportunity. Even just thinking about what you were mentioning before about sending pictures, I think that's a great idea. We actually have friends here in Boca who their Amir Hashem expecting Shatova, but she was just like on the borderline, you know, about to start showing right around when everything started. And she joked the other day, she said, you know, when we come out of this, you know, all of a sudden we're going to announce we have a baby. No one even knew that we were pregnant. And so these are interesting times we're living in. Let me ask you one more question. You alluded to earlier in the conversation that different communities at this point are opening at different points. You mentioned you had just recently gone back. I don't know if it's outside or in the shul. So where is your shul currently at the moment with partial openings, and do you anticipate anything changing in the near future?
Yeah, so, you know, you never know what tomorrow is going to bring. One of the questions I get all the time, all rabbis are receiving now, what are we doing with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? And so I told people, we're thinking about it, but, I'm still worried about what are we doing tomorrow then Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Currently in Michigan, things are we're at a good place. There's been an uptick, I think, the last week or two, but I think so far it's being managed. So what we're doing in our shul right now is that, we have gone back. We actually have the way the setup of our shul, we have, a patio right next to our social hall. And so we're not davening right now in our sanctuary. We have our chazan who stands literally in the door between the patio and the social hall. Those who feel comfortable being inside the social hall, so everyone is wearing masks, everyone is 10 feet away from one another. We can fit a good amount of people in there. And then those who prefer to be outside, myself included, we're standing in the patio, masked, Everyone is 10 feet away from one another there as well, and we're able to daven in that fashion. So that's worked out pretty well for us. Right now, I don't see us doing anything else at this point, unless things hopefully get much better. But that's where we're at right now. And there's many people, and we've told everyone, you know, if you don't feel comfortable coming to shore right now, stay home. It's not worth putting yourself at risk. Life takes precedence. And some people are coming, and some people are not coming. And, again, we're just trying to stay connected the best that we can under the circumstances.
Right. And that's really the messaging that we've heard really throughout the country. You know, if you're able to come to shore, great, but equally as great if one is not comfortable or they're at risk or vulnerable, certainly to stay home without a question. Ray Morris, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a brief picture of what sounds like a truly wonderful community. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael, and of the entire world, our thoughts and our prayers, our tefillot, are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova. And may the Ribono Shel Olam, the Master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 p.m. The words of inspiration from Rabbi Avram Schwidman of the Lower Merion Synagogue in Dala Kinwood, Pennsylvania. This concludes today's call with hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.